we have in the studio the most amazing, gorgeous people who go by the name collectively as Fun City. And we've also got Beth Sarah here, who plays in Fun City. She sings in Fun City. She also has her own little band, which we played a lot. So, you know, collectively, these guys are, they're touting the Factory Live gig this coming Wednesday. If you're listening on Friday, of course, well, you've missed it. This is old news. Yeah, you missed the gig of the year. There's also gigging is Woodruff. Of course, Hustle are nowhere near the bill, which is a shame because I kind of like Hustle. You know, they're quite good. But we got the guys in the room. How are you, folks?
Very good, thank you.
Are you good? Yeah, you all right? Do lean in. These mics are unforgiving. And luckily, the Jew's harp, it can't really be heard from back here, which is good. Damn. So we got Beth, Paul, Rupert on the
hello
breathiness, and Phil, all here from Fun City. Collectively, we're going to do this as a Fun City. Is that okay? We're going to do it as a Fun City.
Absolutely fine.
But what I thought we'd do, because there are, you know, I don't have any Woodruff tracks, but we're going to play a Beth Sarah Band track, if that is okay. It says Beth Sarah Band here.
It does.
Yeah, is that not good?
No.
I don't know. You can see why I make mistakes now, people. Come on, it's not all my fault. Okay, most of it's my fault. So what's the gig? What's the history behind this? Because I came to see you at Factory Live. Was that last year?
It might have been. Yes, it was. Was that Toya?
When I remember, Toya was supporting you that gig. So you were headlining that one. Is that right?
The Vapors, possibly.
No, I didn't see the Vapors. Was that at Factory Live as well?
Mm. Yeah.
Yes, you're resident.
Pretty much.
It's your patch, isn't it?
We own it.
Could you give us any name checks for the people that run Factory Live? Anyone that you'd care us as to?
Craig.
And Jerry.
Jerry,
and
of course.
Steve.
And Steve.
Yeah.
And Jerry, of course.
What is this? It's a Disney kind of thing.
And Steve.
What?
Well, no, I just felt, you know, we don't know much about Factory Life. You know, it's a great venue. And yeah, I just thought it'd be nice to name check the people from Factory Life.
They also have volunteers who work there. They have volunteers. One of them's Jill.
Jill.
Yes.
Is that the lovely Jill?
That's the lovely Jill. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, hi, Jill.
And Jack.
And Jack.
And the guy.
Oh, Jack and Jill do.
Now you're just making it up.
No, he's not. Actually, Jack's very nice. Don't be rude about Jack.
You're just chucking stuff around.
Attitude.
There's no attitude in this room, I tell you. What did they give you in the green room, by the way? Because I noticed you staggering through past the producers.
I think it was Iron Brew.
Iron Brew, that is the tipple of the week, actually. We've got a special on Iron Brew back there.
Cut with methadone, so we've been...
Again?
Yeah, I know, they keep doing
it. We have warned them in the past.
It makes you very... dozy.
Well, it takes the edge off.
It takes most edges off, I tell you. It also takes the shine off this desk. Have you noticed? It's a beautiful thing. Yep. You guys know nothing about the powers that be from that green room. But there was normally local celebs in there and everything. I mean, were there people in there? Was Mark Johnson in there, for example? Was Paul Diello in there?
Paul Diello. Yeah, he was.
Nick Williams. He is always in there.
Was he Iron Maiden's lead singer?
He was. Yeah, but you know now.
No, Under the Ivy.
Under the Ivy. I haven't been Under the Ivy. Is it nice? Yes, you do. That's right. Thank you for listening. Yes, you were actually talking sense. Thank you. I was thinking, that's Paul Diello. Of course it's Paul Diello. So listen, we're going to kick in with a track. Anyone want to tell me about Whiplash? The track. Anybody?
It's another one of our wonderful allegorical tales.
It's an allegorical tale.
About a jockey who takes bribes and prefers to lose than win.
And who was dressed as the jockey in the video? Thank you. Now, you see, again, Phil, hands up on radio.
I was.
Thank you. That's good. That's all.
I was guilty.
Seventh in a four-horse race.
be a widow when it's better today. Create some havoc and escape the scene. Slip in the pony and you'll go down in the second furlong. Whoa, 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 whip me with your riding crop if they find out that he took a dive.
He did it again.
He took a dive. Took a dive
and again.
Whiplash.
Whippy, 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 oh.
Whiplash.
Whippy, 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 oh.
Whiplash.
Lovely sound of Fun City, actually, funnily enough. Whiplash. All the mics are up, so just behave. You know what I'm saying? These people are a rabble. All they're dangerous. But that's the way you want your Fun City. You want them edgy and dangerous.
It's fun.
It's fun.
It's got to be fun.
In the city. That is P-H-U-N-T-U, actually. Thanks for Googling. And you will find, seek, and you will find Fun City alongside Best Sarah Band. And I'm going to stop saying band. I don't care if it
otherwise
says it
we're
here.
Going to cut your hair live on radio.
If I had some, you'd have to dig deep, quite frankly. Or you're not going down there. Yes, The Factory Live, Wednesday the 1st of February. You can see these pesky people, along with Woodruff. Yes, I know. It's exactly. It says what it is, all right? Walk away. Apparently, Jack and Jill work there, but they volunteer.
So no, maybe, I'm not sure. No. Jack does.
Oh,
Jack's Jerry's son.
Jack's Jerry's son.
Who's that guy I called Dave?
That's Dave.
It's not Dave though.
Oh, it isn't
I called
Dave.
Him Dave.
Well, there was a trick question Dave. Then. There was a trick question.
Might be Jack.
Yeah, I would say it probably was Jack. Thank was you. Jack. This is sorry, on, you know, Jack. We are on air. I mean, yeah. You wouldn't know it, would
it's
you?
Your fault.
Ridiculous. February is when you can see Fun City, of course, with Best Sarah and Woodruff. Please get yourselves to Worthing, okay? The Factory Live is the place to be. It's a fantastic venue. I love that place. It's very, very cool. It's very easy. You walk in, you don't feel intimidated. The sound's not bad. Can
it's
I say good?
Very close to the train station.
That's here. What I liked about it, especially
so you just
on a train. Especially
off.
On a train strike day. Thank you for mentioning that. Useful. Yes.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, the fact that you're saying it's great to get there by train on a train strike.
Why don't you just start whipping
us
now?
You're not helping.
Or a bus replacement service. Yeah,
well, if only there was one, but there isn't. You see, on train strike days. I'm glad we're going down this alley because you know, get this off my chest. Thank you. Thank you. When there's a train strike, they don't replace them with buses. That's the whole point of a train strike. They make it difficult for you. So,
that's
yes,
true.
Thank you. So get in your cars, as long as they're electric. Get on your bikes, as long as they're run by gas. And you will get there. You will get there. Fun City is not a difficult place to get to.
Fun City, it's not a difficult place to get to. You can do it on your sofa, baby.
And nor is Factory Life.
I can have Fun City on my sofa anytime I like.
I'll tell you how easy it is to get to Fun City. Come to Radio Reverb. You can see them here. If you get through the green room, get through that party mist, get past the four producers, obviously. Get up to the 17th floor, by the way. How did that go? Because the lift, I do apologise, was it okay in the end?
No, we took the stairs.
We took the stairs. Where did you take them? I wonder where they went. Hey! Come on! Come on! I took the lift upstairs. Boy, it was heavy.
There you go. It's all there.
Yeah. So, yes, I did mention there were...
Was that one about the seagull and the...
Thank you. I did mention that there were three acts on this coming Wednesday, the 1st of February. You've heard Fun City. I think we should hear Best Sarah.
Yes.
Thunderstorm. Are you ready? You look ready.
I step inside another day. I want to ride with you today. I step inside another way. I want to ride with you today. And my colours, they are changing. They are melting into you. And my colours, rearranging. Now the thunderstorm is through. Now the thunderstorm. I can't deny, I got the fever, I got the high. You are my miracle, I'll tell you why. You stop the tears and you make me fly. And my colours, they are changing, they are melting into you. And my colours, rearranging, now the thunderstorm is. Colors are changing, they're melting into you. Yeah, my colors are changing, my colors are changing, they're melting into you. It's the Pete Jones Show on my radio. It's the Pete Jones Show.
It is, actually. We're too busy taking photos to actually do a radio show. Come on. Put your clothes back on, people. This is radio now. Stop it. Come on. Is that a mankini, Roops? Or what is that? You're sporting?
It's a Mancini.
A Mancini?
It's a newer version of a mankini. And you're so behind the times, you wouldn't understand.
No.
But because I'm... Yes. I wear Mancini's, not mankini.
Is your hip gone again?
Yes.
Do apologise.
It holds my Mancini, holds it in place.
I can only apologise. Is that a Man City you're wearing there, Phil? What is that? Oh, no, sorry, I didn't mean to disturb. I didn't mean to disturb. You carry on. So that was from Beth Sarah's latest album, Let Her Go. Brand new album. This is looking beautiful. Thank you for bringing this in. Don't forget, the mic is a thing to talk in.
Thank you.
No,
yes,
honestly,
I'm here.
It's fine.
I'm here.
It's lovely. And I know you're here, but we haven't got TV cameras anymore. They got taken on the last wave of Rishi's collections. You know, you had to fund the Rishi millions back in the day.
Oh, of course.
We got stripped totally down. I mean, the cameras went, everything. So, this place used to be something. I mean, now it's still pretty cool.
It's still something.
Thank you. It is something, but it's not sure what that something is. is it an album launch for Beth Sarah as well?
So this album, this is 2 days early for you.
Okay.
It actually doesn't come out till Wednesday.
Okay. What about the Fun City album? What's it
called?
Yeah. Is it an album or an EP?
It's an album.
I think it's an album. It's about 38 minutes long.
38. Is so that kind about of, 38, kind of, you say?
Yeah. JJ Cale used to do records that were shorter than that.
Only every 5 years.
That's only 36 minutes.
36. Yeah. You guys are pushing the boundaries of album now, aren't
you? It's 10 songs, though.
You know what the L and LP stands for, don't you?
What?
Thank you.
Leo.
Leo
Player.
It's supposed to be long.
He was from Brighton.
It's supposed to be
Leo
long.
Sayer.
Leo Player was
Leo
from Brighton
Player.
As well.
He was. Yeah. It wasn't...
He's a one-man band.
Yeah. Right.
Nobody knows or understands.
Or understands. Yeah. Can anybody...
Help me. Give me a hand.
Give me a hand.
Yeah, with my
one-man band. Good. So what's the Fun City album called?
Skernton.
Thank you. What is Skernton?
Skernton is a place...
Is it?
...that you can visit.
Can I?
Yes, you can visit.
Why would I?
Why would you?
I don't know. Why would I?
I wouldn't recommend you do it.
No.
You do visit, but it is visitable.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a real place. You've heard of Hebden Bridge.
How dare you? How dare you assume I've heard of anything? I've heard of Hammerpot.
Have you ever been there?
Hammerpot? Mm. Yes, of course I have. It's just outside Arundel.
You're a Hebdenist, though, aren't you?
Hebden thingy. It sounds like it's from...
A Hebdenist.
Yeah, that sounds Geordie.
It's Yorkshire.
That's what
it's
I said.
Yorkshire. But a lot of people know about it, but have never been there. And that's what Skernton is like. Everyone's heard of it. Everyone's been there, but they've never actually set foot there.
I'm the opposite of all of those.
Yeah.
I've been there, but I've never heard of it. Right.
Yeah.
So there's
Next.
Seven tracks, you say, on Hebden Bridge.
Don't call it that.
No. What's it called again?
Skernton.
Skernton.
Yes.
Are you selling this loud and proud at the back of the hall?
Are we selling it?
Yeah, the gig.
Yeah, we've got...
We're trying to.
Don't look at me with the word sell. We can sell music still, you know. It's not a dirty word.
We will actually have flyers.
Flyers?
Flyers.
Yeah.
Flyers, you know, fly.
I do know
you
flyers.
You know what flies are?
Well, yes. There's none on you. That's all I know.
Well, never.
No, exactly.
So flyers.
So
we have flyers which point towards a place where one can download.
Oh, I see. I do get it. So there's
because we're being modern.
And do you have hard copies of the thing?
Maybe not.
Right, that's a bit coy, isn't it?
Definitely got hard copies.
You
of
do.
Beth's got lovely hard copies.
Beth's got gorgeous hard copies. Mm. Thank you for that. Let Her Go. So the Fun City album, we don't know if there's a hard copy yet.
No, there's not any hard copy.
Oh, we do know there isn't a hard copy. Good.
It's downloadable.
So it's downloadable.
Yes.
Okay, and good. And from all good places to download.
Everywhere. You can think about mainly we like Bandcamp, because on Bandcamp, you get most money back. Also,
yep.
They're not a bad company. And
okay.
Also,
yep.
We can decide what we charge, as opposed to all the other outlets, which tend to charge a lot of cash.
Yes.
Or something that we don't want to charge a lot for, because... We want people to hear it.
Right. Anna, listening in Hove, has heard of Hebden and says it's a very funny programme.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that programme.
Well, no.
Say hello to Bailey Boo.
Apparently, Andy, listening in Canterbury, he's been to Hebden Bridge.
I've been to Hebden Bridge.
Right.
I've played a gig in Hebden Bridge.
And he wants a hard copy. And so does his wife, it says here.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Yeah.
So
you're so not telling
the
truth.
I couldn't say that.
It's what it says here, okay? I read
I'll have a word with him later.
So that's
the thing. Have a word with his wife later.
You know, it's a pretty sad day when guests come in and don't trust the listeners and their messages. I think that is a sad, sad day. Mm-hmm. It'd be like us not trusting politicians. Okay. I know. I mean, when that day comes, it will be a sad one.
Even if we know the people who are sending the messages personally.
I don't know to what you refer. So Fun City, of course, playing this coming Wednesday. If you can get your sorry asses over to Worthing, and you should get your sorry bits over there, because it's going to be good. We've got a triple bill. Can someone tell me concisely, of course, what the amazing Woodruff are like?
Woodruff are a four-piece band from Bognor Regis, and they do some lovely four-part harmonies. They also have very, very funky bass lines in their songs.
Get you.
So they're all original material, again, like all of us, a whole night of original material.
Well, you see, that's what you want.
Yes.
You don't
want
to go... trekking all the I mean not trekking all the way
yeah,
obviously
change the tone
falling down and finding yourself at the factory to see a gig of covers you don't
a
want
trek
that.
You would I suggest mean, it was sorry Faye.
I mean actually yes. I went to the factory on Saturday night for Murdoch's Crazy Eyes and
brilliant?
They played covers and it was amazing
best night I've ever had
amazing
I know
but trek
only
I'm complaining about the go back to Vortrekker
only
you said
Fun
trek
City, if Fun City were hard pushed to play a cover what would it be
Mark E. Moon
thank you Was that an insult? Did he just
yes?
I don't know.
Directed at you,
right? Now it says here, "Hello to Fun City from Oslo."
Oslo.
Do we know any fans in Oslo?
Yes.
Good.
Oh, it's
so we've got listeners
Graham.
As far and wide as
is that
Oslo.
Graham.
Must be Graham.
Is that near Hebden? Is it? Oslo?
Yes, that's right.
It's the other side of Hebden Bridge.
Other side of Hebden Bridge. You can see the swanny lakesides of Oslo.
It's also a swampy part of Australia, mate.
Oh, yeah. Is that why you brought your harpy thing in?
Yeah.
Good.
Because I'm from Oslo.
He's brought a harpy
well.
With him.
Has he?
I've met her before.
Yes. Well, there's just no answer to any of this. Absolutely.
Her name is Rita.
Yes. Now, when I last saw you, you had a keyboard player called...
Felipe,
yes. Unfortunately, Felipe had to... go.
Really?
Yeah.
Have they drained that...
Domestic...
lake?
No. In the lake.
I don't know.
No.
Where to go. Lucky
still
it's frozen.
Dragging the lake.
It's
yeah.
frozen, which is good. Good, moving on. So, there you go. So, you're a four piece band. Good, that's good. Any advances on that? No, good. No, brilliant. So, we've got Fun City here. That's PH, obviously, to you. UN City. It's not a UN city. That would be ridiculous.
No.
But they are very good. I mean, I do recommend every single gig that I have been to, including that have included Fun City.
The whole gig.
The whole gig, especially when you had Toya supporting you. I thought that was a good gig.
Yes.
And you had the Vapors supporting you before, didn't you? That which is good. And this time you've got Woodruff supporting all of you.
No, it's a joint bill.
It's a joint bill. Correction.
The joint bill is enormous.
So, that's Fun City.
A duck bill.
Yes, I wish you wouldn't. Could you, someone, at least Phil or anyone sensible, talk me through a kiddie curfew?
I'll tell you about kiddie
Good.
Curfew.
Okay, yes.
I had an idea that... I don't know if it was a dream.
I don't know either.
It was... the children took over the town and set up a curfew.
Right.
And any adults over the age of 30 would be shot on sight.
Right.
Now, after I'd written this... Rupert actually came to me with quite an interesting take on it, and he said, "Is this about lockdown?"
Oh,
and I said, "No, but it kind of is. It's children in charge. Children are telling you what to do."
Right.
That's the concept.
I like it.
It's always allegorical.
Thank you.
It's a Fun City.
Sounds like Logan's Run to me, but
yeah,
you know,
Logan's
there you
run.
Go. Right, we're going to go out. Thank you guys so much for coming in. Phil, you've been amazing. Rupert, you've been...
We had to walk the whole way. And then you said trek.
Rupert's been...
Trek.
Paul,
don't, people
Paul's,
don't listen
Paul's
to...
Paul's been amazing. And Beth, well...
What? You can float over to the fun tissue.
Please get yourselves to the... we have been pushing this gig a lot. Yes, so people should know. I do hope. It's £5 on the door. It's going to be brilliant, an absolutely brilliant night, as I hope you've gleaned. The Factory Live is a great venue over in Worthing. You can't miss it. There's a triple bill all lined up for you. It's going to be brilliant. You might even get to meet the stars in the intervals. I don't know. They're that kind of people, you know? They're showy, but not in a...
Stars?
Yeah. Good.
They're showy, but they're not busy.
Thank you. Fun City. Giddy curfew.
Count down to the giddy. position. I'll seek the mayor jockey proposition. We'll stand you all against the wall. Round the back of the civic hall. Here come the kids and you just can't stop it. Who's gonna live and who's gonna copy? Those who have tried to hold back the tide. No one survives, everyone dies. Save the kids. For that last time, it's with us with that.
Hi, this is Paul Diello, and you're listening to the
Pete Jones
Show.